Welcome to Sundays. We're your hosts. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Steph.
What day is it? Okay. It's Thursday the 15th.
Okay. We are 10 days away from Christmas. I cannot believe this. We've survived Thanksgiving. This is like that crazy time of year where you're spending so much time with family. And sometimes it's a really good thing, and other times it can be draining. It can feel a little kind of like an out-of-body experience because maybe you don't spend that much time with these people. They're asking you questions about your life. Maybe you don't want to open up. Maybe you do. Maybe you're excited. Maybe you're anxious. There's so many feelings this time of year, I feel. So today we're going to talk about just navigating family and relationships during the holiday season, because I feel like it's a good topic to dive into.
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, there's always like a very joyous aspect to the holidays, and holidays are personally one of my favorite times of the year because I get to spend so much quality time with my loved ones, even my friends, because things slow down during the holidays and that's when people usually have time. But I definitely agree. Like, I think it's a very important thing to talk about with the mental health aspect of the holidays, because it might be very joyous, but like Steph said, for some people, it is a sad time or an anxious time. And, you know, personally, too, I think for me, sometimes I feel the anxiety, and I think I start feeling it from like Thanksgiving onwards, especially with like large family gatherings. And I think it's a very common thing that maybe a lot of people might not talk about. So we just wanted to like kind of share our thoughts on that. So just in case you're feeling the same way, no, you're not alone.
Yeah, exactly. You are definitely not alone. I honestly, there's so many TikTok videos this like just talking about like dealing with family during the holiday season, and they have been cracking me up. Like there's that one aunt, you know, that one uncle. There's always that one in the family. You know what
there's
I'm saying?
There's always some characters around that you have to deal with, or like strong personalities or whatever it might be.
Right. There's always that one that you just got to get your mind right. Because if they say something wrong, you might have to take your earrings off.
Or even the in-laws. Just navigating in-laws is a whole other thing, I feel like. Especially like being married. I truly feel this. Even though I love my in-laws, I do feel like sometimes like a very anxious feeling because, you know, at the end of the day, like whether, like I've been married for 10 years now, and I, trust me when I say I love my in-laws, but like sometimes I just have so much more comfort with my own family that cannot be replicated. Do you know what I mean, Steph?
Yeah, totally. I think that's probably pretty true for a lot of families. Like I love my in-laws. I have 3 sister-in-laws. And we all have like a pretty good relationship. We're all very different. And I think through the years, just like accepting and acknowledging that we're just different. Like one of my sister-in-laws, she's very vocal, very, you know, opinionated. We always like give her a hard time because sometimes she will just like pop off and we're like, girl, but that's just the way she is, you know? And it's not like, it's not like it's a bad thing, but it's just like, you know,
it's a different dynamic.
Yeah. I like that we can joke about it and be honest about it, you know, and it's not like a big deal, but I will say, you know, this year, Jason and I even had a little bit of not like drama, but just kind of like just navigating time with family. I'm so used to my own space and I don't like being in someone else's home. Like even though I love my in-laws, I love my husband's family, I feel sometimes like when we stay for an extended period of time, it stresses me out because
I get this. I feel seen right now. Yeah.
Yeah. But it stresses me out because number one, I feel like, okay, I need to make sure my kids are behaving. I don't want to feel like I'm imposing because Jason is very much like, it's family. Who cares? But I'm like, it's your family, you know,
exactly.
And I don't think your family would tell you, you know, bro, like, 10 days is a long time for you to be in my house. Can you shorten your stay? You know what I'm saying? But like right. for me, I also think maybe we just have different expectations around like how much time we spend with family. I live in Dallas, so and my family lives in Dallas, so like extended days just don't happen for us. And even when we go visit other family members, we're not staying for like 10 days. But Jason, he likes to do extended stays, which I understand. And he's explained it to me because it's like, you know, I don't live in the same state as my family. I want to get as much time in as possible. So I respect it and I, you know, honor it and we do it. But I have expressed a few times where I'm just like, this makes me feel so anxious because it's a lot of days. And I just feel like I have to be on my best behavior. I feel like my kids have to be on their best behavior. I feel like I'm not in my own space. So yeah, it's just makes me very anxious and I feel very overwhelmed. And sometimes, yeah it's hard.
I hear you. I feel the same way. So like for me, I think like because like now we've moved to Austin, like the family visits have become more extended because Rami's family lives in Houston. And then of course mine lives in Pakistan. And for me, I think like the level of comfort, like you're saying, not being able to feel like yourself and 100% comfortable, I completely understand that because it's not only just a matter of like being in someone else's home, it's like a different family dynamic that you were brought up with, that you're used to. And like there's a whole other family that does things completely differently that you might not be accustomed to. And it's just like really hard trying to figure out like how to navigate all of that and how to be a part of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think for me, I feel the exact same way. There's just definitely like a level of anxiety because for myself, like you said with Jason, he's just like, oh, it's 10 days. Like it's just family. And I feel like that too, because it's my family. So I'll feel like the most comfortable. And I don't even think about like, you know, the comfort aspect of it because I'm like, I'm home. This is my family. You know, this is just my comfort zone. So I'm sure Jason feels that way versus you feel completely different because this is like your in-laws and it's not like exactly like your family dynamic and what you're used to or what you've been used to your whole life. So it's just like very different to kind of like fit those parts together.
Yeah, it's definitely been something interesting to navigate over the last, how long have we been married? Oh my gosh, 13 years, you know? Yeah. So, but I'm grateful that he's finally like put his foot down because for a while we were spending a lot of the holidays with my family and it wasn't even like really intentional. It was just kind of like my job didn't allow me to travel for work. So we were always just home or not travel for work. It didn't allow me to travel for the holidays. So we were always just, you know, in Dallas or when we lived in Houston, we were always just in Houston. So if people didn't come to us, it was very hard to see other people for the holiday seasons. But now that my schedule is a lot more flexible and Jason's making a huge effort to spend more time with his family. So I try to be very, very understanding of that while also vocalizing when I'm like, okay, can we do 8 days instead of 10? You know?
No, I totally get that. I think it's so important to establish boundaries because you have to be like happy in this, you know what I mean? Not that you have to like impose like it's just my way or whatever. Of course, like marriage is definitely compromise, but I think it's very important to establish boundaries. And this is like a realization that I've come to with therapy just like around this time of the year because I just feel like starting Thanksgiving, because my family lives in Pakistan, I don't see them very often. Like a lot of the major holidays are spent with Rami's family. And I come from a pretty like small family and Rami has a huge family. So just being around like that many people is also like really overwhelming for me because I'm like, you know, I live in my little bubble and we live in Austin right now. And like, of course, like I think the pandemic, this is like so funny. I always like think of my life as pre-pandemic and post-pandemic and it looks completely different. And I know that I've definitely changed in those 2 years about like, you know, valuing like peace and quiet and being with myself. I've definitely become a little bit more introverted with like social situations. And I think like that aspect of it was like really overwhelming for me as well, because now going back to like being in a normal environment, like we had like 45 people for Thanksgiving. So I was just like, you know, as much as I love them, it's like a lot. You know what I mean? After like 2-3 hours, I'm like, this is like emotional and like, it's just very like mentally overstimulating. And I'm like, okay, I feel like I just need to sit by myself and have like a moment. Oh, or yeah. Like even with like having like little kids around, like just the noise of it all and all that, you know, I feel like it just starts to make me feel very anxious. And of course, like this is something that I have to work on personally myself. It's not like there's something wrong with someone else or the situation. It's just like I have to figure out these boundaries within myself and be very vocal about it, especially with Rami, like, you know, hey, I feel this way, so maybe we should, you know, have like an exit plan or something. Or if I need a break, then I need to like just be more honest about it.
Yeah. Something my therapist told me was just like being very upfront about your feelings. So like Jason knows if I disappear for like 5-10 minutes, or if I just say like, hey, I need a minute, like it's not because I'm upset about anything. I'm probably just like overstimulated. I need a minute, because I'm a very introverted person and I could not even imagine a 45 person Thanksgiving. That makes me feel so overwhelmed just thinking about it. Like, that's too much.
I know. Exactly. I feel the same way. And it's like, you know, and it's your in-laws. I feel like even if it was my family, I might feel overwhelmed, but now I know how to deal with it. Like just little coping mechanisms, even if it's something like just going sitting in the car for like 10 minutes.
Yeah. Have you had to deal with any like estranged family or like toxic family members?
I don't think like I've personally not dealt with estranged family, but I do feel like sometimes, you know, like I've dealt with like stronger personalities within my in-laws that I sometimes like don't agree with like their values or their viewpoints. But that just like for me has been interesting to navigate, because I realize that there are all kinds of people in this world and everybody has like their own values and beliefs, and not everybody has to be on the same page about everything. And it's just been like interesting to like navigate it. But to be honest with you, like my coping mechanism has just been to be just like ignore, you know what I mean? Like disengage, yeah. Or like just kind of walk away politely.
Yeah. Something interesting that's happened within my family, and it's something I actually appreciate. We would like tolerate certain family members for years. And this is on my side of the family. And to the point where it was just like, you know, everyone kind of had an eye roll when they would come over, and it wasn't enjoyable. But thank goodness for the pandemic, because it was kind of like, okay, well, you know, we're keeping it small this year. And then we've just kept it small every year since then. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, you're kind of like, we like it this way. We like the dynamics better this way. Everybody gets along. There's no drama.
Yeah. And so like, I love the fact that that boundary has kind of been set. Not to say that the door may not open or again in the future, but I just like that there's no forced happiness, no forced like kindness. Like if I hadn't talked to you in 364 days, Christmas Day ain't the day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. No, I get that. Because sometimes, like, especially around the holidays, like you want to be with the people you really love the most and spend the most quality time with them. Because, like I said, this is a time where everybody is really just slowing down for the year. You know?
Yeah.
So that makes sense. And I think like people have become more protective over their mental health over the years, and like just establishing boundaries, which I think can be very healthy if done the correct way. It doesn't have to be like a mean thing, like, oh, I'm just going to ghost you now. But like, I think if you have to be like honest with like your family, and it can be said, like your feelings can be said in a kind way, but if they don't understand that, then that's on them. But you can always, you know, talk about, like, you have to be comfortable enough to speak your truth, especially as an adult. Like, it can come from a place of compassion.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be this evil situation. Sometimes it's just, it's you expressing how you feel and releasing the burden of how it's received, because that's
exactly.
Not
exactly,
it's not within your
control.
Wheelhouse. Yeah, yeah. So it's outside of your control how someone receives how you feel. Exactly. So I think that's important to keep in mind too, especially like navigating family during the holiday season. Another thing is like, is dealing with loss, and whether that be a loss of a relationship, if you're like going through a breakup during the holiday season, or even worse, death, it changes the dynamic of the holidays so much for so many people. And I think that's an important thing also to acknowledge when we're like entering in this supposedly joyous time of the year. I think it's important to not assume that everyone is full of joy.
Exactly. That is a very important point in all of this. You know, sometimes at this time of the year can be the saddest, most loneliest, stressful, heartbreaking time for a lot of people. And I think you just have to remember just to be kind and caring with everybody, whether it's your friends, your family, your coworkers, whoever it might be. Just, I think it's important to remember that aspect of as well, because, you know, some people might live far away from their family. Some people are estranged from their family. Some people suffer major losses during the holidays, or, you know, the holidays might be a painful time for them to remember like traumatic experiences they might have had.
Yeah. And I just, that's something I think about often. And when I was younger, I don't think I fully was able to be empathetic to other people's feelings around this time of year, because I was just like so wrapped up in, it's Christmas, you know, it's Jesus's birthday, if you know, if that's what you believe, and you know, the presents and all of that. And it's like, there's a whole, the older I've gotten, I just realized there's a whole other part of life that people are really hurting and experiencing, and I've just become more cognizant of that.
Yeah, or just families that might have a stressful financial situation where they might not be able to fully, you know, give their kids all the presents, or just, you know, it could be anything that I think we have to definitely remember.
Yeah, definitely. And something I really want to try to do this year, because not only have my kids been not on their best behavior, I just want to give to other children, because it hurts me to think that like maybe a child who still believes in Santa and maybe a mom who's doing everything she can would think that maybe Santa doesn't come to our house or doesn't come to our neighborhood. And it's not because they're not loved. It's just because like the funds just aren't there right now. And so like, that's something I really want to tap into this holiday season, is just finding ways to give back.
You know, what's a really good charity, and I donate to every year, is Toys for Tots. It's organized by the Marine Corps. And I think I love it because it's just like, it's a little toy drive, and they have like actually collection stations all over Houston. But this time I was just able to make like a monetary donation because I'm not there, but I usually do that, or like, you know, you sponsor a child for the holidays or whatever it might be, or even like volunteering in a soup kitchen. There are definitely ways to do that. And, or even for pets, you know, whatever your passion is, there's definitely like ways to help out and to give back.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like we've got to lead with love and compassion, definitely during the holiday season. And really all the time, you know, it's not just the holidays. Navigating these relationships and these feelings, it's really prevalent right now because we're in it. We're in the thick of the holiday season, but it's really relevant all year round.
Yeah, no, I totally get that. Oh, speaking of all the family dynamics, one thing that I've always been plagued with on family holidays is like when I'm going to have kids. And I'm just like, I don't understand. Like, I just don't understand how this is like normal to a conversation to be had like so openly. Like, they just deserve like a, like an explanation for my life. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I remember we've talked about this. We've talked about this on a previous episode. Yeah. Yes. And it's like, I think, you know, at this point, you just got to say, when I'm pregnant, you'll know. And if I like, you'll trust me, you'll know.
Or
it'll be quite obvious.
Yeah. I'm like, if I have a child, are you raising it? Like, I don't get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, frankly, it's no one's opinion. This is like 2022. Like, let's get over this like thing that women need to have kids by a certain age, or like every woman wants to have children, or whatever it might be.
Yeah. Or even, you know, getting married and things like that. I know we've talked about this before, but this is kind of like when you're thinking about family dynamics and the holidays, those unwelcome opinions come in, like, you know, how's that little job going? You know how people like slide in those rude comments.
Very,
you know?
Nosy questions. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, how's your little social media business going? It's actually great. It's actually a six-figure business.
And you're like, how much money do you make from that thing? Or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Or how's your little boyfriend doing? How's that little job? You know what I'm saying? You know how they do.
Yeah, I know how they do. They're like, I don't want to talk about this.
Yeah. That's when I'm like, you got to come up with a really good comeback. And that's where these TikTok videos come into play. So I will suggest we should, I'm going to have to find some that have been really good, because, you know, there have been some really funny comebacks to some of the little sly comments that people make during the holiday seasons.
Oh my God, I love it. Is there like a trending hashtag for it or something that people can go watch?
It was really big during Thanksgiving, but I have a feeling it's going to come back around for Christmas. So like, you could probably go back and just look at Thanksgiving hashtags for
No,
family.
I totally get it.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you guys found a little bit of comfort in this episode. Just know that you're not alone if you feel anxious or overwhelmed or just really overstimulated during the holidays. It's a mental health thing. Establish some boundaries and align with your true self. You can do it with compassion. I think like the best way to navigate family or difficult situations during the holidays is just setting boundaries and doing whatever makes you happy, but like from a place of compassion and kindness.
Yeah, do you. And sometimes, like, if that means spending the holidays alone or just like with you and your significant other or just by yourself because you just need that space, like, that's totally okay too. I saw someone online did that, and that they said that was the happiest they've been in years because they were away from a toxic environment. And I think that's amazing. So, you know, you just kind of, you have to do what works for you. Set boundaries and just live your life.
Yeah. And you're not alone. We all feel the same way.
Yes. We're all dealing with it. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in. This has been a good episode, navigating family during the holidays. I think we can all relate to it in some aspect.
Yes, for sure. Please make sure that you rate, review, if you haven't already. We're wrapping up season one. We're really excited about the next season. Steph and I have some planning to do for that, but there's exciting times ahead.
Yes, we cannot wait to show you what we've got up our sleeves. It's going to be a really great year, 2023. But till then, thanks for listening, and we will talk to you next Sunday.
Talk to you Sunday.